This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. Thank you for listening. And I'm Tim Wildman. Jim Stanley's in with us today. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. Good to be here under unfortunate circumstances, as Ed is a little bit under the weather today, so we want to be praying for him.
Absolutely. Ed not be able to be with us today, so Jim's filling in. You got some good questions lined up?
I do.
Been studying and preparing?
Well, I actually have some questions that I've gotten from my daughter today.
Okay.
She did some research for me.
All right, so you got it. Oh, you have a staff now?
Yeah, I have a staff.
Okay.
Look, I'm not coming in unprepared anymore.
Okay. You got J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, sits across the way. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Can I say hello to some new friends?
Please do.
Last Thursday night, I was speaking in Mount Carmel, Illinois, at a Pregnancy Resource Center fundraiser. We laughed together and then got serious and were able to raise a lot of money for preborn babies.
Amen.
Yeah, good folks in Mount Carmel. And just all in that area.
Now you go speak all over the country, don't you?
I do. It was kind of exciting. This past spring, I was in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and you know, we laugh on the front end, even though it's a serious issue.
Sure.
And so for the Women's Hope Center in Mount Vernon, and it went so well, the lady in charge, Paula, got in touch with me, and she said, "Look, everybody was laughing so much on the front end, they wished it had gone longer. They said, we could have listened to that all night." She said, "How would you, even though you were here this spring, would you come back in the fall and do a night of comedy?" So that's all set for November the 8th. I'm going to be at the high school, and it's called Laugh for Life.
Okay.
It's a ticketed event, and going back to Mount Vernon, Illinois, as well as Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, and some other places.
What website?
For me, jjjasper.com. I'm not sure about the tickets at the Mount Vernon. You probably can find them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And if you want to watch this here show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Facebook or YouTube. You can go to Facebook or YouTube, type in today's issues, and shazam, as Gomer Pyle would say, you're there watching us in our studio here. And you can engage with the other listeners there as well on Facebook or YouTube. We want to offer that to you. Now, a couple of ground rules. One is if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring. And all the world will know then that you've won yourself a Trivia Friday T-shirt. Won. You won it. You would have won it free. Of course, that's kind of redundant. You don't pay for something you win free, right?
And there's no fee for shipping or handling.
Tell us about the shirt, Jim.
Well, it's a good-looking shirt, Tim. It has caricatures of you and Ed and JJ. And this is the second edition, by the way, of the Learning University T-shirt.
Is that right?
You can see, Tim. If you were watching, you just saw Tim hang it over his head. And so really nice. And
this isn't the way you wear it, though.
No, we go ahead and put it over our head.
Yeah, but this is
not cover our head.
This right here is too small for me.
Right.
I can tell looking
at it. You want this one?
I can tell looking at it. I'm not going to put it on anyway. Not today. Anyway, I'm just going to show it for the world.
If you don't win one today,
uh-huh,
you can go to afastore.net and order one for yourself.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. We have those available.
How much do they cost, Jim?
I believe they are $15.
Yeah, and two for 30.
30. Three for 45.
One for 15, two for 30.
Three for 45.
Ed always offers the special.
That's right.
When he's here. So, all right, so go to the store, afastore.net.
Yes, sir.
And buy your own Trivia Friday T-shirt.
That's right.
Wear it proudly.
I actually saw
or wear it.
I was driving through the country and saw a sign. I don't even know what they were selling, but it was 1 for $10, 2 for $25, and I laughed my head off. I don't know how many takers they had.
All right, so if you call in now, don't call don't call the program unless you. All right, Tim.
Don't call the program if you've
been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks.
See, I'm here to help.
Thank you. So we have a four week waiting period between calls. Here's the telephone number to reach us on Trivia Friday. Be on the air and ask your question and answer a question. Both 888-589-8840. Here's the phone number again. I'll give it slowly. 888-589-8840. And there you go. I think that's all we need to know. We just need to get those questions out there.
Yes, sir, we do.
Jim, go.
All right. So one I got from our morning devotional. We have Devo as a staff here Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
And so Joy Lucius did devotion this morning.
Okay.
And she had her word for the week was propitiation. So my question is, how many times is the word propitiation used in the King James Version of the New Testament? How many times is propitiation used in the King James Version of the New Testament?
Does that mean the meaning is not a part of your question, correct?
No, that was going to bonus.
Okay.
But go ahead. No,
but
please.
I'm just curious. Well, how do you
Jesus
pronounce
it? Jesus was the propitiation for our sins.
That means substitute for?
Yes.
Okay.
Substitute, blood ransom.
Okay. How many times, though, is that particular word
used in the King James Version of the New Testament?
Of the New Testament. Okay. What's your second question?
I forgot.
We're supposed to have three.
I've got you. I've got some right here. What is the only U.S. state that borders only one other state?
Wow.
How about that?
That's a good question.
What's the only U.S. state that borders one other state?
Yep. That one. Only one.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think I know the answer. Well, but I don't. Go ahead.
All right. So, and then lastly for...
It's not going to be Hawaii. Can
no.
We can rule that one out.
Yeah. Scratch that one off the list.
So,
thank you, JJ.
All right. Go ahead. So what was the first animated film released by Disney? What was the first animated film released by Disney?
Okay.
I'm done. Yeah.
Good questions.
Jay. Sorry.
Here's what I've got. All three of my questions are about impeachment.
Of course they are.
Lame.
Thank you for ruining my day.
Lame attempt at humor.
Yeah, it was lame.
Here's what I've got. First question.
Put me in a bad mood just hearing the word roll off your tongue. And I'm looking for a good mood on Friday, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, right from the Bible. Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes? Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes? Second question, what iconic medical facility was founded in Rochester, Minnesota in the late 1800s? I didn't know he was around that long. Medical facility was founded in Rochester, Minnesota in the late 1800s? And then true or false? Daniel Boone ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. Is that true or false? Daniel Boone, the real Daniel Boone, ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. True or false?
I was a great admirer of Daniel Boone in history. One of my heroes. Probably top five, top ten. But he had feet of clay. And, and he struggled. He struggled with sweet potatoes addiction.
Yeah.
We know we all have our weaknesses, right?
We do.
His was sweet potatoes, so it's not going to surprise me if that took him down.
Here's the deal. That bear had gotten off track. It got out of the Ohio Valley from Kentucky and through there, and it made its way all the way to Vardaman, Mississippi. And when it got to Vardaman and seen about them sweet potatoes and it got a hankering for it, well, that's what eventually done him in.
Of course, Vardaman, Mississippi is known as the...
world's largest exporter of sweet potatoes.
That's right.
All right, here, an hour south
of where we're sitting.
Here are my three questions. Number one, this is riddle day for me. I don't know. what is more useful when it's broken? That's the reaction I was looking for right there, Jim.
Democrats said the Constitution.
Oh,
oh wow.
Man. Whoa, that was funny. That was funny right off the top of your head there. What is more useful when it's broken? Number two, a fairly easy one, but what goes up when the rain comes down? What goes up when the rain goes comes down?
These are good.
And number three, how do you make the number seven an even number? How do you make the number seven an even number? That's what I want to know.
Wow. Man. Right. Good riddle.
So there you go. There are my three riddles for today. And let's get busy, Jim.
My head hurts a little bit now.
Yeah, that's fine. I want people to stretch.
Yeah, it's learning university.
Spending time in that farmer's almanac has helped you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, JJ. I'm glad somebody noticed. Huh?
Mark from Virginia, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors.
How are you, Mark?
Fine. How about you?
We're blessed, buddy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The Walt Disney one.
Okay. So the question is, what was the first animated film released by Disney?
Okay, and so I assume that you're talking about feature films, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so that's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
No, sir, that's not the information that I have.
That's what I was going to go with.
Again, this is my crack staff that I'm relying on.
They're not on crack. Right, though. I mean, am I right?
Our producer will search quickly to see if that answer is correct. And while he's doing that, what was your question for us, Mark? Notice how I did that to avoid the ridicule.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so what kind of an animal is a Netherlandse Kuikerhonda?
You know, I went to the Humane Society and got one of those by mistake.
Man.
And it was a nice enough animal, but the grocery bill just about caused it to go under.
I saw one at the Smithsonian one time.
I got one at the... What do you call
Humane Society?
Only problem is they told me it was a male. And it wasn't. I'll tell you that right now because I got a dozen of those little, what do you call them?
Say again, what did you call that, Mark? We're gonna figure out this Latin root word, and we're gonna gander a good guess.
It's Netherlandse Kuikerhonda.
Yeah, you let those things bite you in the
ankles. It have a kickstand?
I'm going to say a Honda, too.
You're asking us what that is, aren't you,
Mark? What kind
of
animal?
Okay. Right. I'm going to say it's a... I don't know, JJ. You got any guess
aardvark.
On that one? Aardvark. We're going aardvark.
I'm throwing out just the first thing that came to my mind.
Aardvark.
What? I have no clue.
All right, Mark, what is it? And would you need a tetanus shot if you owned one and you put a leash on it and took it for a walk every day?
Just worried about the pickup bag.
It's a kind of dog.
Yeah, a kind of dog?
Yes. It's a breed.
Oh,
a kind of dog. A breed, of a certain breed of a dog.
Kind
of. Okay. Right. I thought you were going to talk about it's almost a dog, but not quite.
I'm thinking of that commercial, half man, half motorcycle. So it's half dog, half something else.
Kind of a dog. I never heard of it. Interesting.
Yeah.
What, Jim?
I have clarification.
Okay.
According to our producer, we have, look at there. He's sending me stuff. So by 4 years, my answer's off. I had Dumbo as the first animated film, but it was Snow White
in
1937.
Mark, look at you.
Mark knows his Disney animation.
Mark, that is not the mystery question,
but
with Tim's permission, I would like to put you on hold and buy you a T-shirt, sir. Because
thank you.
I was wrong, and you were right, and I'm man enough to admit it.
And you need to do substitution.
Penance. Yeah, I need to do some penance. Yeah. I'm sorry, the phone's ringing. It's for me.
Okay.
Tell them
you're on live national radio. Right. Get back to them in 10 minutes, okay?
It's your staff apologizing for giving you
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, brother. Hold on, okay?
Put you on hold.
We'll get your address.
It's your whistleblower saying, sorry, I had that secondhand information and didn't have the accurate information.
So I can always use the answer that Ed did. According to my piece of paper.
Yeah, that's an authority. So, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was correct.
Yes,
what
sir.
Year was that?
1937. Hmm. And then Dumbo was released in October of 1941.
Okay. So, all right, next up.
Here we go. We're going to talk to Keith from Louisiana. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are the professors doing?
Hey, Keith, the professors are doing well. We thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Well, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to take a stab at the state that borders one state.
All right, ask that question again, Jim.
Okay, I'm losing confidence in my staff, so here we go. What is the only state in the United States that borders only one other state?
I would think it'd be maybe Maine.
That is the information that
Maine,
I have.
Maine, yeah, Maine.
That was my guess.
So Maine's going to border, is it New Hampshire? Or
it's the Ukraine.
They
border the Ukraine.
Well, now, I know we were talking about buying Greenland.
Yeah, so Maine's up there in the top right hand, right there in Canada, north of Maine. But I wonder what is south. Do you know, Keith, what it borders?
I'm going to say Vermont or New Hampshire. Have to be one or the other.
I wouldn't know. I just know that Maine's the furthest north, so it would have to be that.
Yeah. I know it's somebody that will park the car. You can bet on that.
That's.
And they got lobster real cheap up in that part of the world out here.
All right. So, good. You want to answer?
Ask us one, Keith.
Yes, sir. Who was the first quarterback to lead the Saints to the first playoff?
By the way, hold on a second. It is New Hampshire. You're correct. It's one state. Maine is the right answer, and the answer is New Hampshire is the state it borders.
Right.
So, yes. Anyway. All right, so your question is, what about the New Orleans Saints?
The first quarterback in history to lead them to the first playoff.
Okay, let me think about this a minute. The first playoff the Saints.
Was it Archie?
Archie was there when they were the Aints, so I don't know if that's a technicality.
Archie's still running.
That was the brown bag days.
Wow. Hold on just a second. Quarterback. Was it Bobby Hebert?
Bobby Hebert, that's right.
Wow. Look at there. There's our professor, sports aficionado. Yeah.
And Bobby Hebert, he played where did he play college? Do you know?
LSU.
I believe Northwestern.
Yeah. It was one of those.
I don't even know why I guess.
It wasn't LSU. It was the one. But anyway, Bobby Hebert, number three, I think, is the number he wore.
Wow,
there.
Tim, you keep going deep in this.
Same college as, Ed Ogeron to that same college.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Hey,
Keith. Listen, thank you, brother.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you want to send us an email, just go to comments@afr.net. That's the email address. comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper. We are your professors here for Learning University. Class is in session. And we shall continue.
All right. Sam calling from Louisiana. Sam, good afternoon, morning rather, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Sam, how you doing? Where you live?
Lake Charles, Louisiana, just a little south of the lake and little south of the interstate, too.
Good area.
Hey, were y'all the, was that the area where the flooding took place last week? 2 weeks ago?
Beaumont had it pretty bad. So
Beaumont.
We had a lot of rain, but it wasn't terribly bad.
Gotcha.
Yeah, hey, speaking of which, 8 Days of Hope, they're actually on the ground in Beaumont right now looking for volunteers. So if you can volunteer, 8daysofhope.com, a wonderful ministry that they're like the hands and feet of Jesus when there's been a hurricane or tornado or the terrific, horrific flooding there in the Beaumont area. Mm-hmm. Sam, ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The medical clinic.
Here's the question.
Get the question ready.
What iconic medical facility was founded in Rochester, Minnesota in the late 1800s?
Mayo Clinic.
Wow. Hey. Good job.
There goes the cowbell. You are a winner, Sam.
Not only did you get that correct, Sam, you know what that cowbell means?
Free t-shirt.
Yes,
free
sir.
Free t-shirt.
Yes, sir. You just won yourself a t-shirt.
And not just any t-shirt. It's a Learning University t-shirt. Quality. Quality t-shirt, material-wise. And so we're going to send this to you. So after you ask your question, hang on. And we will put you on hold and get your address and get that in the mail to you, Sam.
A blend of cotton, rayon, and very little asbestos, Sam. So you're going to be real comfortable wearing this thing.
Some asbestos.
And send those emails to that not lead,
I think asbestos, I think you hear that word, you're supposed to call a lawyer, aren't you?
That's what I was going to say. I can see the next lawsuit forming.
After you get this shirt, Sam, you call.
Every fourth commercial on TV at night is about getting something from asbestos.
That's right.
Call your lawyer and get rich.
Wear this thing for a few days and use some Roundup while you're wearing it. And you just make one call, buddy, and you get the money you deserve,
and
Sam.
Then
get the money you deserve.
Use some of the noise blockers that they had in the Army. You know, that's the one that's going around now. The earplugs that they had were defective and... Oh, my goodness.
They throw out these words of things you're supposed to get that can't even pronounce.
Right.
You know, from having asbestos and what. Anyway, go ahead, Sam. Fire away.
All right. Name the 13 vice presidents that later became president.
Nope.
Wow. There were that many?
Name the 13
vice presidents that later became president.
Can we cut it down to six, Sam?
Yeah, I can bring down to six.
All right. I think six is more manageable here.
All right, you got George Bush. He was, vice president to Reagan. There's one.
Yeah.
Gerald Ford. There's two.
Yep.
Nixon.
Yep.
Three.
Wait, who was Nixon the VP of?
Eisenhower.
Truman?
Truman.
And Truman was it, Truman
however,
was, hold on a second.
Sam's
hold on a second.
Saying Eisenhower.
Truman was a Democrat. Yeah, Nixon was a Republican. So who's saying what now?
Sam's saying Eisenhower.
He was
VP
to Eisenhower.
That's what
Nixon.
Sam said.
So where are we? We got three, right? We got Bush.
Yep.
And
Ford
and Nixon.
And Nixon.
Wait, who was FDR's VP? Truman?
We're asking among ourselves, Sam.
I don't know.
What about Agnew?
Agnew, no, he left.
Agnew.
He never was president.
Okay.
Who was
Kennedy's vice president?
Kennedy's vice president was Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, well,
there's one. Now
there
we're at
go.
Four.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's FDR's?
We should know this.
Was it Truman?
Yes.
Huh?
Truman.
So there's five. Is that right, Sam?
Was Truman FDR's, Sam?
Yep.
And my wife is saying Johnson.
We said Johnson.
Okay, we got Johnson.
We said Johnson. So we get
that was number four.
We need one
so
more.
Now we're on five. We need one more. Our listeners are shouting out the answer. If we could just
it wasn't.
If we could hear it,
Carter's was Mondale. He didn't win. Nope.
Sam, there's the music. Give us one. Hey, rattle off all 12 for us.
All right, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Martin Van Buren, John Tyler, Millard Fillmore, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Calvin Coolidge, and you got the rest.
Wow.
Terrific.
Wow. Good
That's
right.
a great,
good
great
question.
Trivia.
Hey, yeah.
Real quick as we go to break, want to remind folks, Share-a-thon is coming up, and we get a lot of comments about Trivia Friday. And so if the Lord is using Trivia Friday in your life, maybe for some comic relief or maybe some of the scriptures that we share, go ahead and give us a call at 877-876-8893. And share your listener story with us, and you may hear it during Share-a-thon.
We'll get that phone number again when we get back from the break.
Okay.
But you call in and leave a message on a recorder,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Thank you, Sam. We'll be back momentarily, everybody.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, when we go to Israel and we visit the Sea of Galilee, we stay at a hotel right there on the seashore. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to get up every morning that we're there and you're going to say, hey, this is the place where Jesus walked on the water. This is the place where Jesus went on the boat with his disciples. This is the place where Jesus had much of his ministry, Capernaum and places around there. So it's going to be a wonderful time there on the Sea of Galilee. In fact, we're going to take a boat ride out on the Sea of Galilee. That's just a couple of the days that we're in Israel seeing the sites that you read about your whole life in the Bible. So for more information on this March 12th through the 20th tour, go to the website twholyland.com. Again, March 12th through the 20th, go to the website twholyland.com for all the information.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
A change in values, that story coming up. Todd Starnes here. You know, America is facing dangers of socialism and secularism every day, and we need young people who stand for freedom. At Liberty University, they're training the next generation of faith-based conservative leaders who will be on the front lines of this culture war. Professors teach their students about free enterprise, individual freedom, and the Constitution from a Judeo-Christian perspective. So join Liberty University in training the conservative leaders of tomorrow. Text GIVE to 839-858 today. A new survey conducted by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News indicates a major shift in American values. The survey found millennials are not as patriotic or as religious or as family-oriented as Americans were 20 years ago. The Wall Street Journal says millennials and Generation Zers care less about God and country than Generation X. 80% of Americans 55 or older say patriotism is important compared to 42% of younger Americans. I wish I could tell you I was surprised by the findings, but I'm not. My new book, Culture Jihad, explores the radical shift in our culture on issues like faith and freedom. I'm afraid what we are seeing is the impact of left-wing ideology from within our public school systems. As a matter of fact, many of our classrooms have marginalized faith and family and freedom, which is why we are seeing a growing number of young Americans embrace socialism. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. With an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man.
You know what? You know what? You can use that song today as a theme song for any show.
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
You couldn't say any man was a ripping this, roaring this, fighting this man the frontier ever knew. They'd say, that's violent.
Well, right. Unless you included the phrase toxic masculinity. If you put that in there in parentheses in the song, they would say, okay, as long as you identify that.
Yeah.
Man.
What a,
toxic
what a great song. And what a great show that was with Fess Parker.
Right.
Right.
And I forgot who the Indian was. Ed Ames? Wasn't it Ed
Ames?
That may be
right.
I'm not sure.
You can watch those episodes. You can watch those reruns.
Where can you watch those?
And,
where?
Probably. I mean, I guess you can find
them. You can get them at Cracker Barrel and DVD.
I've
whatever. Seen them on Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, but you can watch.
I'm serious. On the stand?
Oh, right? No. I'm sure. Yeah, I just find it.
But what I was going to say is you can watch them today and still be entertained. You can just kind of get glued
to it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I was just thinking, I believe after my lunch with sweet potatoes, I'm going to run out there and get me some Daniel Boone DVDs.
Well, and how many guys listening in our age category had their coonskin hats?
That's right. Coonskin cap.
That's all we wanted for Christmas, right?
Right. Yes.
All right, let's repeat our questions.
All right, so I'm going to have to add a couple. And so hopefully these will be right. What was the first cartoon character made into a parade balloon for Macy's Parades? First cartoon character.
Good question.
So, well, I hope so. Hope it's right. We're going to go there. And then
it's inspirational anyway, Jim.
That's right. Propitiation. How many times in the New Testament, according to the King James Version, is propitiation used in the Bible? There you go. And then lastly, what country were the stones of Stonehenge, the blue stones that were used for Stonehenge, where were they quarried from? Where'd you cut them out of?
Okay, go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes? Jesus, as far as lineage, Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes? Second question, true or false? Daniel Boone ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. Is that true or false? Daniel Boone, the real Daniel Boone, ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. True or false? Then I'll add one. The pound cake got its name from the pound of what ingredient that it contains? The pound cake actually got its name because there's a pound of what in the cake?
I've got an idea of what that is.
There are a few things better in life than a warm slice of pound cake right out of the oven.
Maybe a cup of coffee with it.
Go ahead and spread some more butter on there. Well, I'm thinking ice water. You know, man.
That's it. Just to balance it out.
Maybe if you got a couple.
And to make so that you have some milk to go with it, go ahead and put a scoop of vanilla on there.
My mom made these and fresh pound cakes.
Yes.
They were. Brought tears to my eyes.
Miss Linda, if you're listening, we volunteer for you to go ahead and make another.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Every year around Christmas time, I'll be reaching in the banana bowl, and there'll be some bananas going dark, almost ready for some gnats to start coming around.
Right.
And I'll say, here, I'm going to throw these out. And Melanie, whoa. She said, I'm making banana bread. And each Christmas, she makes banana bread for all the school teachers. But she'll make a couple loaves.
You got to get them mushy, right?
Mushy. But anyway, that banana bread, stick that in the microwave, put that butter on there.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. All right, Tim.
All right, my three questions. Number one, mine are all riddles today. So, what is more useful when it's broken? Number two, what goes up when the rain comes down? It's not B.J. Thomas's career. Okay. Number three. How do you make the number seven an even number? How do you make the number seven an even number? So those are riddles. Make you think a little bit there. Right. Let's get back to the phones.
Yes, sir. Before we do that, you had promised that we would give the number out for the listener stories.
Yes, sir. What do we want you to do, folks? You don't have to do it right now, but write this number down. If American Family Radio has been a blessing or ministers to you in any way, maybe you got saved, listen to AFR, or whatever the case may be, we're going to use these testimonies during our share-a-thon to bless people when they listen to the share-a-thon. So, you know, you can say, my name is so-and-so, and I'm calling from so-and-so. That's all you need to say, and then give your testimony. Make it a 60 seconds if you can.
Right.
A minute or two at the most. So the phone number to use to do this, again, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it later after the show's over. What's the phone number?
877-876-8893.
Again, 877-876-8893. All right, Jim, back to the phones we go.
All right, let's talk to Mary calling from Kansas. Mary, good afternoon. Goodness. See, I'm so used to exploring the word now. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Where are you calling from in Kansas?
Carbondale.
Carbondale, wonderful.
Mary, I know we've just got you on the air, but personally, you really don't sound that contrary to me. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Well, my mom always said I was.
Yeah, you've heard that your whole life, haven't you, Mary?
Yes, sir, I sure
Mary,
have.
Mary, quite I'm contrary. Definitely.
I don't even think
and she appreciates you bringing it up, too.
Well, she does not sound contrary, so I was giving her a compliment. Hey, Mary, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both and then ask you a favor.
All right.
I want to try to answer the question that Professor Tim did about the rain, because I'm just going to be something, but I'm going to try it.
All right, let me ask it again for everybody who's just tuning in, then you answer it, Mary. The riddle is this. What goes up when the rain comes down?
Humidity.
Well,
wow.
That is
she's probably right.
That is true. That's not the answer I'm looking for.
According to Tim's piece of paper.
But yeah. but that is a meteorological. Did I even say that right?
You did. Second time.
I don't even know.
Hey, Mary.
Anyway, sorry, Mary.
Good try, Mary.
What's your question for us?
Okay, in Pennsylvania, is this a real place or not? Frog Creek, Pennsylvania.
Is there a real place called Frog what?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go
Frog
with yes.
Frog Creek, Pennsylvania is a real place.
You're saying yes?
Yes.
Have you been there?
No.
Do you know where it is?
No.
Okay. You're going 50-50.
No, if you just say something confidently, okay. Half the battle is won.
I got you. Mary, is that right?
No, it's not a real place, but it's in a children's book based on that place. Merlin's Treehouse. It's a children's series.
So you're saying Merlin lied to us.
It's fictitious.
My favorite is that sometimes when y'all give a free T-shirt away when you're just doing a special, when you're... So just to be nice, if you have any of your Stand in the Gap T-shirts left over from the Sheraton in April, you seem to give it to people sometimes. I have mine and wear ours to church sometimes just to remind people to stand in the gap.
So do you need one more?
No, sir, I've got one, but okay. I'd like y'all to give some out to more people if you're going to give them. Extra one.
Make a note of that. Left. I'll check and see.
Okay. Wonderful. Hey, Mary, that's a great
you.
Suggestion.
Stand in the gap. That's right. We need to stand in the gap for our country, for our AFR, for our churches, our families. Go ahead.
And Mary, thank you for wearing American Family Association gear. We try to do it as a witness wear. So like you say, even after Sherathon, it's got an inspirational message there and points people to the Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for your love and your prayers and your support of AFR.
Mary calling from Kansas there. Next we go to Minnesota. Is that right, Jim?
It is, sir. And we're going to talk to Tricia. Tricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Tricia, where are you calling in Minnesota?
I'm in Adams near the Iowa border.
Okay. I tell this story every time I get somebody calls from your part of the woods, but I drove through there from Rochester to a little town called Orange City, Iowa, right?
Could be. I don't know.
Oh, you've never heard of Orange City, Iowa?
No, but it could be.
You need to get out more, Tricia. explore your surroundings. I just remember
this
I went
is a
to,
tough show today.
I went to Orange City. It's in the northwest corner of Iowa to speak. This is 20 years ago.
Oh, I'm in southeast. So.
Oh, okay, my apologies. I thought you said you were in Minnesota.
I am in Minnesota
on the Iowa border.
Near the Iowa border, but in southeast Minnesota. So
southeast Minnesota, not Iowa. Okay. And the point is, I went to this town and I met probably 50 people, and every one of them had the last name Van something. So it was very confusing for me. I didn't know what to say. I just went with pronouns. You know, hey, thank you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, ma'am. You know, I didn't try to go into names. But anyway.
Well, since we're having old home week, Tricia, I was invited to speak at a banquet in Mason City, Iowa. Flew into Minnesota.
I know where that is.
Flew into Minnesota, and it was in January. Tim doesn't remember this, but he was giving me grief. Do you know what you're getting into? You're going to Minnesota. I mean, you're going right there on the Minnesota border in January. Uh-huh. Well, sure enough, getting a ride from Mason City back to the airport, I look over and there's all these huts on the ice and they're ice fishing. And I'm just amazed by it. And the person that's driving, they're like, well, that everybody sees that. Everybody's done that. I said, no, they haven't. You know, not this Southern boy. So they said, well, you want to go out there and look at it? And I said, you better believe it. So we stopped and walked out there on the ice and they had all these ice houses and it gets so busy they even have – snowplows make little roads, and they're just out there fishing, ice fishing. It was
amazing.
Just awesome.
All right, what's your question for us?
Well, I want to answer one of yours first.
Okay, go.
The one about the number 7.
Okay, how do you make the number 7 an even number, Tricia?
You take the S off.
Yes. Am I the only
one? Wow, I like that. 7, spelling it out.
Hold on, Jim.
S-E-V-E-N.
Hold on a second, Tricia. Jim's a little slow today.
I am. I'm
Jim.
Like a calf looking at a new gate.
All right, explain it to him, Tricia.
Okay, you spell out the word seven, and you take off the S, and then you have even left.
Gotcha.
I like
all right,
it.
I'm with you now.
That's good.
There
good
we go.
Stuff.
That's good. Well done, Mr. President.
That's not easily understood the first time you hear it. I understand. I can sympathize with you.
You're thinking numbers instead of letters.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you make the number seven an even number? It's like Tricia from Minnesota said, you take the S off.
Good.
All right. What's your question now for us?
What fruit has its seed on the outside?
What fruit has its seed on the outside? You know, I heard a sermon on that one time.
Oh, man.
I think. Huh? Did you, have you heard of the seed and the sermon?
No,
seed
it's
the
not
sower?
A sermon.
It's not, no. What's seed? I've heard
isn't,
about this.
Isn't that
before.
Like the, not the pomegranate, but it's something. I mean, you just see the little seeds, a kiwi or something.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I can see it with the little seeds on the outside of the skin.
Yeah.
It's red.
Not an apple.
Black and white and red all over? Newspaper.
No,
that's the answer.
No, that's
we don't know.
But
we don't,
our call screener today is about to bash through the window.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it?
A strawberry.
Strawberries.
Oh,
red.
Strawberry.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So those little things are seeds?
That, Marty? Okay.
That's
man,
interesting.
I've got all kinds of strawberries growing then.
Strawberry. Uh-huh. So strawberries are the only fruit that has its seeds on the outside.
I don't know if it's the only one.
Only, but it's one of them.
Well
all right,
done.
Tricia.
It's the only one I know of.
All right, Tricia. Listen, thank you for calling. And where in Minnesota did you say you're calling from?
Adams, down near the Iowa border, south of Rochester.
Gotcha. Thanks for calling, Tricia. You have a great day. Okay. Right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We need to repeat our questions, fellas.
Okay. Let's see. We already answered
you
that
go.
One. What was the first cartoon character made into a parade balloon in the Macy's Parade? What was the first cartoon character made into a parade balloon? How many times is the word propitiation used in the King James Version of the New Testament? Propitiation, how many times in the King James Version of the New Testament?
Jim, can you spell that
propitiation?
Without looking at it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
P-R-O-P-I-T. Oh, man, I had it because I had it, Tim, and you put me to the test, bro.
I'm sorry.
I'm out. Nope.
Okay. All right, just wondered. I just threw that
I
at
had
you.
It.
You had no idea I was going to ask
nope.
you that.
I would have studied for a spelling test.
Propitiation.
What country was the Stonehenge's blue stones quarried in? So basically, where did the rocks for Stonehenge come from?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. That's that, close, but no cigar.
No? Is that
no,
not right?
That's incorrect.
I just shot in the dark.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
All right, here's what I've got from the Bible. First question. Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes of Israel? Jesus descended from which of the 12 tribes of Israel? I'm surprised that wasn't still on the board. Second question, true or false? Daniel Boone ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. Is that true or false? Third question, the pound cake got its name from the pound of what ingredient that it contains. The pound cake has a pound of what in there? That's how it got its name.
Tim, has your mom texted yet
I
to let us
say,
know she's making us one?
A pound of taste bud love.
That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm, wow. No, she hasn't. Mom hadn't. She usually makes me 1 or 2 pound cakes a year. It's about time. Hint, hint. all right.
Your question, sir?
Yes. My questions that have gone on here to four.
There you go.
Going
well
on
played.
Here to four. Here is what is more useful when it's broken? Minor riddles today, ladies and gentlemen. What is more useful when it's broken? Number two, what goes up when the rain comes down?
Other than humidity.
That's number three on the charts this week.
Rain
I'm Casey
keep falling
Kasem.
On my
and
head.
Now we get a letter from
wow.
That's
Tucson,
his,
Arizona.
That's taking us back.
Where Sherry writes.
Hey, that sounds pretty close, too. Yeah, that's good.
So this
you're
goes
nailing
out.
It.
So this goes out to Bill in Chicago from Sherry in Tucson. All right, here are my. Here's the other one. What goes up when the rain comes down? Finally, I'll add a new one. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Taxes.
The more.
No, that would be the less you leave behind.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? That's the question I have.
Hmm.
Back to the phones.
Josh from Texas. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'd like to answer two of them, and I got a question for you.
We only need you to answer one of them.
Yeah, answer one of them, then ask your question of us. Okay. So which one is your go ahead.
I'd like to answer your question about what's most useful when it's broken, and my answer is a Christian.
Well, if you want to go all spiritual on me, I guess that's right.
So we've had a weather answer.
Yeah. Good, Josh. Good answer,
Josh.
Now
we've had another. We have a biblical answer.
Don't worry, Josh. I had smelling salts in my mind. I was thinking about the football team over on the sideline.
Right. Those little ammonia capsules.
Yeah. Hey, hold on a sec. That is, I understand what you're saying. You're right. Biblically speaking, we're to have a broken and contrite heart, right?
Right.
That's what the Bible says. That, in other words, we're supposed to be humble before God.
And when we're broken, that's when the Lord can use us.
Amen. So that's correct. But that's not the answer I'm looking for.
He's thinking riddle, Josh, but good try.
What's more useful when it's broken? I'm looking for a different answer.
So, Josh, what's your question for us?
My question is, which country produces the most pork in the world?
Iowa.
Which country?
Iowa.
Iowa's its own country now.
They just broke away. It was last Tuesday.
Was it? When is California going to break away? That's what I want to know.
You didn't see the news on that?
Did not. Missed it.
Yeah. They said, we're breaking away because we're sick and tired of all these politicians coming to our state and staying for a year. The primaries, you know?
Right.
They got tired of them, so they're changing their whole
system.
And
don't pay
any
attention to them any other time of the year. They just go to exploit them.
Yeah. They're planning on invading Nebraska, too, I think, is what I heard.
His
question is, what country produces the most pork?
Right.
Right?
It's not Israel. We can say that confidently.
Oh, wow. JJ, you just eliminated one. That's a good one.
There's one.
Well done.
We don't know, Josh. What's the answer?
Australia?
Iowa produces most pork in the United States.
Yes.
You were right about that. But the answer is China.
China.
Really?
Wow.
Now, that's what you want to eat. You know that'd be safe and not have any contaminants or anything.
Chinese pigs?
Yeah. Pork from... Pork, get you some pork chops or ham from China.
Yeah.
No chance that's going to have any contaminants.
How do you know
in it
is
at all?
Is it, does it say made in China on the side of the food or something? How do you know that comes in from China? Anyway, Josh, thanks for calling, brother.
Good questions. Thanks for listening to AFR.
What if you got a pork chop and it said made in China stamped on the
they certainly want to cook it to temperature.
They were sneaking those rogue catfish into America for a long time, and they finally put the quietus on them. So we want to be eating some
American.
What's
a quietus?
Something Grandma used to say.
She'd say,
"I reckon they put the quietus."
That's right.
Right. Or I'm going to give you a whooping with a quietus.
Yeah. Pert near.
And go get your own.
They're going to put the quietest on them, pert near.
Pert near.
And that's after cloud comes up.
Billy Bob from Texas, good morning. And welcome
Billy
to
Bob
Trivia
showed
Friday.
Up at a good time.
Yeah, he did. Hey, Billy
How
Bob.
Doing, big boys?
How's it going, buddy?
How y'all doing, big boys?
We're doing.
Right. Can you hear me?
Barely. You kind of got a little bit of an echo.
Well, let me cut this old horse off. How about now?
Sounds better. Hey, Billy Bob, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just want to ask.
Which one you want to ask?
Okay, it's the one for what I want to ask is that there's a big band in Texas, and they sing a song, Nobody But Us Chickens in Here. And this is for Tim Wildman. He ought to know this one. Do you know what the name of that band is?
So, Billy Bob, you're saying there's a band in Texas that's a big band.
And their signature song is There's Nobody But Us Chickens in Here.
Yeah, it goes, Nobody But Us Chickens in Here. Nobody But Us Chickens in Here.
I think we're being punked.
Right, I think something's going on. that's definitely not better when it's broken.
It's a real band. It's a real big band. They got an orchestra and everything.
Yeah.
They travel around on a big bus.
Uh-huh.
A big bus and a big,
big bus
band.
And a big band singing a big song. Well,
big do. Guys.
And a big
and they
stage.
Got a big, big yard.
I, you know.
Yeah, we don't know. Billy Bob, you have to go ahead and answer for us.
It's Asleep at the Wheel.
Asleep, okay.
Now I'm familiar with the band, Asleep at the Wheel, but I am not familiar with the song. Asleep at the Wheel is an old country band.
Yeah, big band.
Big band. And so that nobody but us chickens in here.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the premise of the song?
I figured Tim was probably listening to that. The night that he was asleep at the
wheel.
When I
had my death-defying accident, yeah.
Now, Billy Bob,
that's harsh.
What is the what is the premise of that song? There's nobody but us chickens in here. Is it men who are married to overbearing wives, or what are we look? What are we talking about here? What are the lyrics trying to say?
Something about the fox trying to get in the hen house and the farmer comes out there with the shotgun, and the chickens all look up and say, "Oh, there ain't nobody but us chickens in here."
It always goes back to Adam Schiff, some way or another, doesn't it?
Oh yeah,
I think. All right, thank you,
Thanks,
Billy Bob.
Well, he was legit, and I thought somebody was pranking us.
I just wonder what kind of inspiration would cause somebody to write that song. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, pick any song title or any lyric.
I guess
you
would put
wonder.
Your song. You put yourself in the mind of a chicken.
That put yourself somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? that way you can get the lyrics to flow out.
Yeah. I don't know. You want to try and work Vivian from Mississippi in?
Sure.
All right, Vivian. Good morning. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, Vivian, where are you calling from in Mississippi?
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg.
Good
okay.
area.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
area.
Thanks for calling.
I was born in Hattiesburg.
What? Well,
not
you?
As distinguished as
what?
JJ, but yes, sir.
That's a good area. Vivian, do they still have that sign, birthplace of Jim Stanley?
No, they never had that sign. There may have been a wanted poster in the post office, though.
I don't remember seeing that one.
You want to ask, answer, or both, Vivian?
I'm going to try both, I believe.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to try the pound cake.
All right, Vivian, here's the question. The pound cake got its name from the pound of what ingredient that it contains?
A pound of butter.
A pound of butter.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what makes it so moist?
That's what makes it moist.
Rich,
that's why they named it the
and...
pound cake. It has a pound of butter in it.
Because after all, they couldn't name it the butter cake.
Hey, Vivian, can you? Great answer, Vivian. You got it right. Can you hold on through the break?
Sure.
Okay, and then when we get back, you can ask your question of us. Okay.
So we don't really have to take a break. We're just going to go get some pound cake.
Drink
a cup of coffee.
All right.
If only they could email those.
Vivian, we'll take Vivian. So get back on with Vivian in 5 minutes, right? After the news and your calls, too. Here's the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Trivia Friday, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.